Let's go back and sing that again.
For you are wonderful, so wonderful. Your unfailing love, your cross has spoken mercy over me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart could fully know. Glorious, beautiful you are, beautiful one, I love you, beautiful one, I adore, beautiful one,
powerful. I'll praise you, Jesus.
Beautiful one, I love you. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul.
You open.
See. You open my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love.
More time.
Beautiful one, I love you. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must see.
Well, good morning, everybody. Special welcome to all of our visitors here this morning. If you want to be more connected with us, just text to the number 208-2880. That's in the bulletin. It's also on our website, 208-2880. And there's a place where you can put your information there for if you want to have a pastoral visit, if you just want to be connected, if you just want some text updates of what's going on. That's the best and simplest way to do it. So 208-2880. And I'll definitely get back to you. So, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I think this is an awesome day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, you can't beat the weather, right? Can't beat the company. And you certainly can't beat our awesome Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
The one and only risen Savior. So, this morning we're going to look at some of the promises of why we have such hope. The last couple weeks I've been talking about us being fishers of men. Jesus said if you're his follower, he'll make you a fisher of men. And so what do we actually have to bait our hook with as fishers of men and women? Amen? So we'll look at that a little bit more today. Let me just open us with some prayer, and we'll say good morning to each other. Heavenly Father, I just thank you again for this awesome day. Father, I thank you that each one of us can sing these songs about your goodness and your glory and your powerful love that has captured our hearts. We can sing and mean it wholeheartedly. And I just thank you for that, God. There's nothing like it when the body of Christ meets together to sing the glories of the Lord. Today, Lord, as we lift you up, we just pray for a fresh anointing, for a move of the Spirit, for the unction to function within us. Would you please do that today, Father God? We don't want to leave the same way we got here. Lord, we want to leave filled up with the Holy Spirit and focused on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so that we can live filled with hope and we can share that hope in a dying and dark world. Would you do that for us today, Lord? We praise you and we bless your holy name. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Let's say good morning to each other. Well, Gord, good morning again, everybody. Gord, yeah, good morning. So if you've got your bulletin, I just want to just say thank you to all the ladies that served us so well this week, yesterday with the meal. It was awesome. Thank you. And after being pastor for all these years, I do understand that yesterday was probably the easy part because there's a whole lot of going and getting and preparing and pricing and toting and all the other stuff that has happened during the week. So the meal can happen yesterday. So I just want to say thank you for the work yesterday and during the week of doing all that stuff. So I really appreciate it. We have the game night coming up. That's the third Friday of every single month. So that's a few weeks yet, but just want to keep that in front of everybody. And, of course, Wednesday life groups, we've been doing every other rotation. So this week we're off. There's no Wednesday meeting this week, but a week from Wednesday we'll be meeting again. So I think with that I can have the ushers come up and we'll take the offering. I know it's ongoing, and it's easy for us just to skip over, but Pregnancy Resource Center, that's right on the back. It's still a list of all the things they can always use, and we are always in a battle for the unborn, and that's a way for our church to build support in real and measurable ways the fight against abortion. So we're more than just anti-abortion. We're pro-life, and we express that by supporting this group of people, by buying stuff and putting it right out in the box in the foyer. All right? All right. Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you again. Lord, as I was talking to people this morning and watching, there's just so much joy in the house of the Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We don't take it for granted. Because in our lives, whether it's where we work or at school or in our neighborhoods or even in our families, Lord, we can see so many people that are hopeless, that have zero joy, chronically depressed. And Lord, yet when we're together like this, we can just see your joy overflowing in us. And so, Lord, we just want to give you all the credit and all the glory of your goodness to us every single day. We don't take you for granted, and we don't take your joy for granted. You're the one that fills us with hope and joy. We just say thank you, God. And this morning, as cheerful givers, as we choose to give back to you what you trusted us with, Lord, we're going to ask you to do two things. Today's Sunday, it's offering. We're giving our first fruits before this week starts out. And Lord, would you please multiply this offering today so that souls will be saved, and Lord, more importantly than that, that your name would be glorified through us giving back to you. Would you please do that? Make yourself famous in our lives and in this neighborhood. We ask it in Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, as the baskets go by, just invite the worship team to come on back up.
Morning. Please stand with us. Let's worship our risen Savior together this morning. Forsaken,
joy to honor you in all I do.
You are my King, Jesus.
You are my King.
Lift it up. You're my King, Jesus.
You are my King, Jesus. You are
my forgiven.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken and I'm accepted.
Because of the cross, Lord.
At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you.
Verse 2.
Jesus, there's a place where sin and shame are
there. My heart,
my heart has peace with God and
hope is in you, Lord.
Here my hope is found, here on holy ground. Here.
again.
I bow down. Here my hope is found. Here on holy ground. Here I bow down. Here I bow down. Here arms open wide. Here you save my life. Here I bow down. Here I bow. At the cross, at the cross.
Never cease to worship you.
Never cease to worship.
Let's sing it out.
You're so worthy of our praise this morning. There's nothing that we can do in our own power to have a relationship with you. It's all because of you, Lord. And we just want to lift our praises to you this morning. Because you are our beautiful Lord and our wonderful Savior.
Please.
Heavenly Father, we just love you so much. And we're so overwhelmed with your wonderful love for us. Lord, it's an easy thing for us to lift our hands and surrender and ask you to shape us and to mold us, to guide us and to use us. And Lord, rarely do we ever stop to think that we will not do that for anyone else. We don't surrender to anyone else in our life. We don't ask someone else to shape us, to be what they want, or form us to their will. But Father, with you, it's an easy, joy-filled thing to surrender to you and ask you to shape us for your purposes. Draw us close to you and fill us. Fill us, Lord. Fill us to overflowing with your presence. We love you, Lord. Thank you. We love you. And we thank you. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome. Thank you again for serving. I wonder if anyone has any fishing stories. And if you're visiting here today, what I mean by fishing stories is, did we share the gospel with anyone? Do we even just share what the reason is for the hope that's within us? Did anybody go fishing this week? Throw a line in the water? Okay, we got a couple. Come on up, Matt. I'm going to switch back to the handheld.
My fiance has a friend that claims to be a Satanist, and I told you this yesterday. I told him, well, you say you believe in the Big Bang Theory, but, okay, so the cell phone that you're talking on, did that just magically appear, or was it created? And he said it was created. I said, okay, so you didn't just pop into existence, did you? He said, no, I was born. I said, okay, well, then the creator that created you in your mother's womb, is right there waiting for you to give your heart and your soul to him. And I said, if you would like, I would walk you through the forgiveness prayer. And he accepted Christ into his heart. And he said this morning he's going to find himself a church. So I will be giving updates and see what happens.
Awesome. Praise God. Here you go, Oren.
Well, I have been a real live fisherman, a la fishing pole and boat and all that kind of stuff. But I've also learned over the years that sometimes the fish bite real quick, sometimes they don't bite at all. Well, after we went to the men's breakfast yesterday morning, I shared my testimony with the men, and then I needed to get rid of some firewood in the back of my truck, and I was told I could bring it over to my daughter's house in Allendale. As it turned out, her husband was there, she was there, and her two kids were with them, and it was kind of a quick happening. But normally when I start to talk to my granddaughters in particular, you get a cold shoulder. It's kind of like the fish aren't biting. So yesterday, after I had shared my testimony, and now I got the opportunity, they walked Natalie and I to the front door. They wanted to say goodbye to everybody. And when I stepped down on the front porch, I let it go and said, sometimes you can have religion, but that doesn't mean you've got a relationship. And Jesus is the best. And then left.
That's awesome. Got to throw a line in the water, right? Okay.
A couple things happened when I was in North Carolina. One of them, on the way down, my sister brought her dogs, so we had to stop and let the dogs out and this and that. And there was two guys there. One was on this Harley, and the other was on, you know, another one. But The one, his shirt said Faith Plumbers, and he had a verse below it. And then the other guy, you know, he had the cross on his big Harley jacket and this and that. And so I'm off with the dogs, and, you know, we said hi, and, you know, be polite. We just said hello. And I'm off to the side, and I hear the Lord say, go pray with them. And then to me it's almost like, okay, am I doing that for me, or am I doing it for them? Is this what you really want me to do, God? And it wouldn't let me go. So I went up to the guys, and they were on their way to a Christian concert up in the mountains. And I said, is it all right if I pray with you? Well, sure. You know, I mean, coming out of their southern mouths, yes, ma'am, you know. And then they're like, are you hand-holding? And I said, yep, I'm a hand-holder. So here I am with this big, I mean, he was a massive guy. And then the other one, and I prayed, and really prayed that there, you know, God gives us an area, but to expand their area, and that God would bring them into that and lead them into that. And we get done praying, and the one, the big guy says, you know, we were just talking about who we would touch and how we can say that. And it's like, oh, wow. And then he reaches into his motorcycle, he pulls out this CD, the cover's gone, the paper's ripped, and he says, this is my wife. And it's a Christian CD, and it's beautiful. It's all country, mountain, church music. But just to reach out and touch a heart into what God wants them to walk forward into.
Amen. Amen. Good one, Lois. Hi, Mary.
Well, I really didn't throw a pole out too much, but I went to Florida for a funeral for my brother. And I had met two of his sons when they were real little, and I never met the other two. But I'm telling you, there was so much talk of the power of God in that place. I think everybody that was at that funeral was saved and serving God. And it was a good, uplifting time for me, even though it was sad. I know my brother's in heaven, but to see the works of his hands through the years and how many people's lives he had touched, and even his children are carrying on from what he started. So praise God, he's working mighty in all of us.
Amen. Amen. Good testimony, Mary. Awesome. So we can all be fishers, right? Fishers of men all the time. So, okay. So with that, I'd like to release the kids down to Children's Church along with the Children's Church workers.